Fine Gael has a new leader this lunchtime. 37-year-old Wicklow TD Simon Harris will make his first address to the party, which is gathering in Athlone this afternoon for a selection convention for the Midlands Northwest European Parliament constituency. He was the only member of the party who wanted the job, and his elevation means that he will become Ireland's youngest Taoiseach in just over 2 weeks' time. In a moment, we will speak with Minister Peter Burke, hotly tipped for elevation to Simon Harris's cabinet when he takes office in government buildings next month. But first, I've been talking to Michael Ring, a long-standing former minister and a TD for Mayo for 30 years. I asked him how difficult it would be for Simon Harris to win back some of the support that Fine Gael has lost.
Well, look, he has a very difficult job ahead. There's no doubt about it. Fine Gael have been in government almost 13 years, and I have to say that this job is not going to be easy, particularly with all the people that are retiring. But I think that Simon Harris has the energy and he has the ability to try and lift the party. And even today, I was glad to see that in the opinion polls, we got a small lift and bounce today. And now he has to continue. And he had to do what Enda Kenny did, what John Bruton did in the past. He has to go around the country now, revitalise the organisation, talk to the organisation, listen to the organisation. And he has to make sure that he's ready to give it this now 24 hours a day, because we have only, I suppose, a year left before the general election. We are into local elections and European elections in the next few weeks. And I really, really think that Simon Harris had the energy, and I know that he has the will. And I know that he will give it everything, but he has a big job, a big task in front of him, and he has to, you know, get the confidence of the people of this country behind him again.
Does there need to be a change of direction for the party? Your party has been stagnant in the opinion polls. As you say, 11 of your TDs have said that they won't be standing again. And your party's position was decisively rejected in the referendums 2 weeks ago. So what changes then does he need to make to rejuvenate the party?
Fine Gael has to go back to its core values. Fine Gael, in my opinion, have been too left for too long. We're not a left party. We're a centre party. And I think that Fine Gael had to move back into the centre again and more to the right. And we have to start looking at the core issues that Fine Gael always had in this country. One is we have law and order, and we need to be doing something more on law and order. We need to go back supporting small businesses. We need to be supporting farmers. We need to be supporting the people that are working out there. And we need to forget about a lot of these social issues that we have been raising over the last number of years, annoying people and upsetting people. People want law and order. They want small business to be looked after. They want their sons and daughters to have jobs. They want to have the education institutions funded. And what they want is to have whatever services they want. They want to make sure that them services are available. Like, they want to get their passport when they apply for it, which they cannot get now. They want to be able to get a driving test, which they cannot get now. They want to be able to get an NCC test, which they cannot get now. And the public services, the local authorities, need to be lifted once and for all. They're getting fair good salaries, and the time now that they should be providing the services that the people of this country require. And that's what government is there for. Government is there to make sure that these things are happening.
And when you say that law and order has been a problem, then does he need to make a change in that department to improve things?
Well, we certainly need more funding in it, and we need to have more Gardaí.
Does he need a different minister, perhaps? Does he need perhaps to move the minister to a different department and bring somebody else in?
No, well, I'm not going to get into that today now, Justin. That's not my job. I'm not going to be the Taoiseach today. That's going to be Simon Harris. But this is my opinion, and this is the opinion of lots of people on the ground. And that's one thing I am. I'm on the ground. I do the clinics. I meet the people. I'm around.
Okay.
And I listen to people. People want to be safe in their homes. People want to know in Dublin that they can walk up and down the streets in safety. And what we need is more enforcement. We need more Gardaí, and we need more resources for the Gardaí. And to be fair to this government, since 2020, we have given the Gardaí a 23% increase. There's almost 2.35 billion has been put into Gardaí, but we need more resources. When you bring in 120,000 people into this country, you're going to have more problems. You're going to need more Gardaí. You're going to need more houses. You're going to need more hospital spaces. You're going to need more school spaces. And we hadn't planned for that. We hadn't planned to have 120 or 30,000 more people in the country.
And Michael Ring, when you talk about moving away from the social issues that Fine Gael has been, as you put it, too focused on over the last number of years, and getting back to basics, do you include the hate speech legislation in that? Is that something that you would like to see ditched now at this point?
Yes, I want the hate bill gone. I also want this daft idea of opening pubs all night. And there's other social issues that they're talking about. And I will be stronger this time. And I won't be allowing Fine Gael to be going into the left, going into these kind of social issues that people don't want. People out there are working hard. People out there want their services. People out there want their school places. People out there with disability want to get the services that they need. And that's what this government wants to concentrate on for the next year. We need to win back the core support that we have lost. And the reason we have lost the core support is because we have gone away from our values. We need to stay with our values. And we need to move more to the centre now, more to the right, and get away from the left.
And is Simon Harris the right man to move the party to the right? He drove one of the biggest social changes in Ireland, bringing in abortion legislation. He would be considered by many people to be on the progressive or left side of the party, rather than holding those more traditional values that you think the party should return to?
Well, if he doesn't, he's going to pay a big price for it. And I can tell you, I have spoken to Simon Harris, and he has assured me that he has listened to me, and he has listened to other people within the party. And other people and I want us to go back to our core values. And our core values is not abortion. Our core values is not to open pubs all night. Our core values is not about hate speech. Our core values is to make sure that we support small businesses who are in difficulty now. We want to make sure that people get the public services that they need. We need to. Our core values are to build houses. Our core value is to look after people in this country. And Simon Harris has now an opportunity. And if he doesn't take that opportunity, Fine Gael and Simon Harris will pay a big price over the next number of months if we don't move back into the role that we all want. The people in this country always wanted Fine Gael, always supported strong Fine Gael. And Fine Gael were there, particularly in 2011, when this country was nearly destroyed. The Troika were here, running the country from the Shelburne Hotel. Fine Gael brought this country back to their full employment, to also put, you know, give people an opportunity in education and many other cases over the last number of years. So we were there in the past, and we're going to be there in the future. And I have no doubt that Simon Harris is going to lead us on the right road, and I hope that he does that quickly.
Do you think immigration policy is a problem that he will also need to address?
I do. I think it's a big issue, and it's an issue that hurted us very much in the recent referendum. It's an issue that's hurting us on the ground, and I think that that issue needs to be looked at as well. You cannot just bring in 120,000 people plus, 120,000 people plus, and don't have housing for them. I'm a practicing politician. I'm on the ground every single day. I get 23 people at a clinic on Friday, and I can tell you, 10 out of that 23 people were looking for housing. And I can assure you that that's the issue that's out there. People cannot get rented accommodation, cannot pay people on the middle ground, people who want to buy their own homes and are not looking for social housing, they're looking for affordable housing, cannot get them. And that's why we have to build more houses. We have done very well over the last 2 years, but we need to do better. We need to build more social housing, but we need to build a lot more affordable housing. Right. We have to look after the people as well that's prepared to pay and buy their own home.
All right. Your party colleague, Michael Ring, Josepha Madigan, announced on Friday that she wouldn't be running again after 10 years in politics. You're in politics for 30 years. You're in the Dáil for 30 years, a TD since 1994. You've been a senior and a junior minister. I think you're 70 years old now. And although you sound very energised on the radio this morning, are you going to run again?
Well, now, look at Justin. I can't understand RTE, how they're so interested to see how I'm going. I know Brian Dobson is going. Are you staying on yourself? Or is there anybody else going from RTE?
What about yourself, Michael? What about yourself?
I'm asking you the question. Are you staying on? Or is there anybody else from RTE going?
Well, I'm staying on. How about you?
Well, I'm staying on as well at the moment. I certainly am.
At the moment?
Yes.
That was the Mayo TD Michael Ring speaking to me a short time ago, and we're joined now from our Athlone studio by the Minister for European Affairs, the Fine Gael TD, Peter Burke, a TD hotly tipped for elevation to Simon Harris's cabinet when he becomes Taoiseach early next month. Minister, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
Nominations for the leadership of Fine Gael closed a few minutes ago at 1 o'clock today. Can we take it now that Simon Harris is the only name that went before the party and is officially the leader of the party this afternoon?
I understand so. So obviously Simon will be ratified this afternoon in Athlone. We're delighted to have so many people attend the convention where we have two brilliant candidates in Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh coming forward. And also to pay tribute to our outgoing Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who I fully believe will be a Taoiseach that will be fully remembered for getting the big cause right. Cause that if any or each were got wrong would have had catastrophic effects for Ireland. Calls like Brexit, protecting the North-South economy, our global pandemic and how we responded to it, and the cost of living crisis, where you can see inflationary pressures coming back down under control. So I think it's a time for us to reflect and also to really move forward with new energy as well, to see a new leader being elected this afternoon.
What does Simon Harris stand for?
I think Simon Harris is a man of the progressive centre. I think we saw in his period in the various different ministries he served under, and we saw in terms of the global pandemic where he really stood up to the mark. He was a man who had exceptional communication skills. He transcended through generations in terms of getting his message out there and steadying the ship at that very important time. I think you can see he's a man who stands for opening up education for everyone, realising that the most important route to success for young people is education, having record level of apprenticeships now into our economy, really worked hard to achieve that, having new technical universities of where I'm here now in Tuse, a good testament to him, where we have a new STEM building, a multi-million euro building under construction right beside me here. So you can see across all those strands that Simon Harris has been a very progressive politician, and I think he will be a very strong leader and make an exceptional Taoiseach for our country.
All right, and we'll talk about some of the points that Michael Ring raised in the moment, but Simon Harris will become Taoiseach in just over 2 weeks' time. His first job will be to pick a cabinet. You were one of the first people out supporting him. You were on his team early. You gave him your backing from day one. Are you hoping that you will be in his cabinet?
Look, Justin, my immediate priority is focusing on my work as European Affairs, and that's where I'll continue. Speculation comes and goes, and I'm long enough in politics to have read many tips in the past and see many fail. So I'm just focused on my work at the moment, and I'll continue to do so.
Would you like to be?
As I said, I'm not going to engage in any speculation because I know where that leads to.
I'm not asking you to speculate. I'm asking you to tell me, would you like to be in cabinet?
I don't think there's anyone that goes forward and puts themselves forward to represent their community would not like to serve in cabinet. I think that's everyone's aspiration. And obviously, I have a huge role in European affairs. I'm really focused at doing that work now, a very busy role. And that's where my future lies at this point in time.
And did you speak to Simon Harris about your own future?
No, I did not.
No, so you didn't do a deal with him or anything like that, did
you?
No. And at the moment, he has one vacancy in cabinet, which is created by Leo Varadkar's departure. Do you expect that he will freshen things up significantly and promote more than one new face?
Again, that's in the realm of speculation, Justin. Obviously, it's the prerogative of a new Taoiseach to pick his cabinet. He has a duty to pick the best people for the best positions. And I've no doubt Simon Harris will do that. And we have a lot of great people serving at cabinet that have huge experience that are needed in terms of keeping the country steady. And I think it's important to reflect on that too.
If he does, though, create space for new faces, that he is going to have to disappoint some of the older faces. One of the names being mentioned is Simon Coveney. Do you expect Simon Coveney still to be a cabinet minister in 3 weeks' time?
Look, I'm not going to engage in speculation, Justin. I think it's pretty unfair if you're asking me, someone who is a junior minister in government, to really decide who's going to be in cabinet. That job is for Simon Harris. He's well up to making those decisions. And it's very difficult. It's like if you're on the GAA pitch and you're trying to pick your best team to go forward, there's always going to be disappointments. It's a very challenging role to fulfil in terms of picking your best team. But I've no doubt and I have the confidence that Simon Harris will pick his best team to go forward.
All right. So you heard Michael Ring there talking about the need to move Fine Gael to the right, move away from some of the social issues that he said were annoying people, ditch the hate speech bill, stop the plans for the sale of alcohol in nightclubs through the night. Do you agree with him?
Well, I think Fine Gael is a broad church. You're always going to have a number of opinions. My view very firmly is that we are a party of the Progressive Centre. We stand for a rewarding enterprise, and I am someone who does very busy clinics every single week in my constituency. And also I know that when we make assertions, they have to be evidence-based as well. So I know and I can see in my locality now that we have 85% an increase in commencement notices for new homes right across the country in February. That's 500 first-time buyers every single week getting the keys to their new home. That's evidence-based responses.
But do you agree, though, Peter Burke, with what Michael Ring is saying, that Fine Gael needs to move to more traditional core values, law and order, family values, enterprise, things like that, and move away from some of the social issues? And he highlighted himself the hate speech bill, which he would like to see go.
I think law and order issues are critical and very important, but I do think we should talk up more what we're doing. Like, we have 6,300 new applicants for the new round of competition for An Garda Síochána, 166 attested last week. Every single 11 weeks, we'll have more Gardaí coming out in Templemore, getting into communities, responding and protecting and keeping communities safe. That's what we're about as a party. And we have a quarter of a billion euro of a fund giving half of rates back into businesses, giving them cash flow to assist them through the first quarter of the year. So there's a huge amount being done. And as a party, we need to communicate that. We need to talk that up. And Simon Harris is a very effective communicator at doing just that.
Do you expect the hate speech bill to go?
I'm not the decision maker on that. Obviously, Minister McEntee is considering it at the moment.
Okay, but what's your own view on that?
I would have concerns around aspects of it, and I think the right thing that Minister McEntee did do was bring it back, have a look and see in terms of some of the definitions that were there, because there was concern in terms of either interpretation to the courts or putting additional laws on top of An Garda Síochána that they may not have the capacity to respond to at the moment. So it needs to be very clear. We have went through a very difficult period the last few weeks as a government. So I think any decisions we make now in the future need to be evidence-based. We need to ensure that they're very clear, very succinct, and that communities understand them.
Does Fine Gael then need to go back to basics, back to traditional values, as Michael Ring and I think Charlie Flanagan are suggesting this morning?
Well, I'm saying very clearly we're a party of the Progressive Centre. It's easy for me to define Fine Gael. Fine Gael is a party that we need to ensure we have a strong economy to run our public services. It is the engine room that has to be protected. The route out of poverty is employment. We have 2.7 million people employed in this country, 100,000 increase over the last year. That's 100,000 homes with an additional income into those families.
Okay.
That has to be protected, and ensuring we have law and order and we are rewarding and incentivising enterprise. Those are the hallmarks of Fine Gael, and keeping communities safe, ensuring that people feel safe. That's the most important thing for people right across the country. They feel secure, they feel safe, and Fine Gael will be doing everything that we can to keep to the programme for government and deliver on those aspirations.
Do you have any indication that any of the TDs who've announced that they won't be standing at the next election again, that they will reconsider now that there's a new leader?
I don't at the moment. I do know politics is very difficult. And one thing I know as being in politics since 2016, modern politics is so tough now. I don't think in this day and age you're going to see career politicians 30, 40 years like you did a generation ago because of what the pressure essentially from social media, from the channels of communications right into the heart of your office. It is a very difficult role. So I wouldn't really like to interfere with anyone's decision. People make those decisions with their families for very good reasons and to do with their communities at their heart. Because everyone goes into politics trying to serve their communities and make their communities a better place for everyone.
And have you or anybody else that you know of been in contact with Brendan Griffin in Kerry? Is he being offered perhaps a ministry to come back and reverse his decision?
I'm not aware of any of that. It's all speculation as far as I'm concerned, Justin. And Brendan is an exceptional guy. He is best placed to talk about his future.
All right. Fine Gael's coalition leaders, Fianna Fáil and the Greens, they're looking for a guarantee from the Taoiseach in waiting, from Simon Harris, that the government will run its full term into next year. Is that a guarantee that you think he should give?
Look, he'll have to discuss that with the leaders. Obviously, it's important that the programme for government is fulfilled. I think you do need stability. It will be an opportunity for Simon to set out his stall over the next year and really show his capacity and his capabilities. And I think we have a lot of exciting work. We have 165 billion euro of a capital plan right out to the next decade that we're front-loading, to deliver. And that will transform communities. And that's why you have a government with a strong economy, with full employment, improving public service, and importantly, delivering homes every every single week 500 new first-time buyers getting the keys to fulfil their dreams.
You've got it all in there. Thanks very much, Peter Burke, Minister for European Affairs. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. Well, we are joined now in the studio by DCU Professor Gary Murphy and Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent and independent.ie, to pick through what the next couple of weeks might bring for Simon Harris, the new Fine Gael leader and the future Taoiseach. Fionnán Sheehan, I suppose, as all the best banking ads tell us, past performance is not an indicator of future reliability. But based on what we know about Simon Harris's past performance, what kind of a politician is he and what does he stand for and how might he govern?
Yeah, well, if you were to base it on his past performance, he'd be a bit pretty calamitous Taoiseach, and we'd lurch from crisis to crisis, and he'd put on a furrowed brow and look very concerned but do very little about it. So we don't expect him to do that. He doesn't have a stellar record, you'd have to say, as Minister for Health. He nearly brought down the previous government. There was no great strategy there in terms of what he was outlining. The last 4 years as Minister for Higher Education, he has travelled the country. He sought to bring about changes to the structure of the IT system, changing it to regional universities. And he sought to amend the CEO system and emphasise that you don't have to go to college and study for an arts degree in order to get a job in Irish society these days. So, you know, nothing great there. But his political instincts, his appetite and his ambition is another matter. And sometimes that goes a long way. We know that quite clearly he has wanted this job for some time. He was waiting for it to arise, and maybe rather than another version of Leo Varadkar, maybe he takes more of his inspiration from Enda Kenny being a good chairman of the organisation and seeing the importance of rallying the troops within the party around him.
Professor Gary Murphy, he takes over the party at a difficult time. They're less than 3 months from a local European elections, less than 12 months now from a general election, could be even sooner than that. What does he need to do between now and then to give him and his party the best chance of success?
I think he needs to chart out what Peter Burke said to you, Justin. Peter Burke in that interview was one of the first Fine Gael TDs I've heard in a long time actually chart out what Fine Gael stands for and what it has done. I mean, listening to Fine Gael politicians over the course of the last 13 years since they've been in power, it's as if they've been afraid to say the things that they have made a success of, from getting rid of the Troika to passing two referendums on same-sex marriage and repealing the aid to significant full employment that we have at the moment, and I think that's what Simon Harris will try to do, to chart out what Fine Gael stands for. I mean, I was quite struck by this phrase, the progressive centre, which means nothing really, and listening to Michael Ring, too left for too long. I mean,
Two very different views,
which are, and Fine Gael is a broad church, but it's a broad church which doesn't have too many members in the Dáil, and that is an issue. Also, his cabinet choices will be interesting. You've got to strike a balance between Albert Reynolds basically gutting over half the cabinet and Leo Varadkar in 2017, in my view, making a mistake by simply dropping one person, Mary Mitchell O'Connor. And I think if Simon Harris doesn't at least make two changes in cabinet, or one beyond Leo Varadkar, and then that will be a mistake. But I think it's time that Fine Gael does assert what it stands for. And on social issues, many people have moved significantly to the left, and Fine Gael has to respond to that. It's not as political parties can't be aware of where the people are sort of moving. And I think that's his challenge, really, to marry the two parts of the parliamentary party that we heard in the last few minutes.
Fionnán, is he going to have to approach his cabinet picks with a radical vision? Is he going to have to, in the political sense, slit a few throats and take out some experienced ministers to make way for fresh faces if he wants to convey this image that he's bringing change?
Yeah, and indeed, Gary says Leo Varadkar dropped Mary Mitchell O'Connor, except he didn't drop her because she made
he gave her a super junior
job. And that was the problem, that from day one, Leo Varadkar was showing that he wasn't ruthless enough for the job at Taoiseach. I think the demands on Simon Harris now, after, you know, he may have been unanimously appointed to this office, but nonetheless there'll be wide ranging demands for him now to be radical or be redundant in this regard. It's hard to there is a view that he will definitely have to have two cabinet places. His difficulty there is that, well, who else is he going to take out? Because he has to bear in mind geography and gender. And if Simon Coveney is removed, then that leaves Simon Harris as the southerly most cabinet member from Fine Gael in the whole country. And now I know there's a whole hang up in Cork, but you have to have your own cabinet minister down there. But even beyond that, you can't leave the whole of Munster without a cabinet minister. So is that what the approach to Brendan Griffin
is? Well, a Fine Gael cabinet minister, because there's obviously
two other lads down there, but they don't count in Cork. Like, does that open the door then for Patrick O'Donovan to rise up and be the minister from Munster? Or are we looking at Brendan Griffin spectacularly returning there? So he's got to balance those considerations, because the team he's putting in place now, they are the six or seven people who will front up the Fine Gael election campaign in, we assume, 12 months' time. And that's what the importance will be, to show to the organisation, look, this is who I see as being our front-ranking members. And in fairness, because Leo Varadkar hasn't chopped and changed enough for people's liking, there is very definitely an appetite for that now in Fine Gael.
Gary, who do you think is safe and who's in trouble?
Well, I do think Simon Coveney is in trouble. He's been there since 2011. I mean, and 13 years is a very long time to be at the cabinet table. And now Simon Coveney might bring experience. And I was interested in today's Sunday Independent that a majority of people are in Fine Gael seem to want him as the Taoiseach rather than Simon Harris. He would seem to be the obvious person at risk, and although that might cause some ructions within the merchant prince community that Fionn Fáil mentioned. And I think everyone else is probably pretty safe. I'd be astonished if Helen McEntee or Heather Humphreys, really, on gender, if nothing else, were removed. And I think the issue with Minister McEntee is that stopping or gutting the hate bill, where would that then leave her? So that's how I kind of
see
things.
You can park things like that. You can say, look, there are priorities now that when we'll kick this into an Oireachtas committee for the next 12 months and it never emerges from there again. Hildegard Nocton is another one who we've heard there is a question mark over whether she will just become a regular junior minister or will remain as chief whip. The advantage he has is that he can turn around to everybody now and say, are you running or are you not in the next general election? If the answer to that is no, well, then you're out. That's
and I think it. Pascal Donohue was pretty safe as well. I think it would be extraordinary to move the economic heartbeat of the government, Pascal Donohue and Michael McGrath. So in that context, I would say if Simon Coveney isn't removed, it will come as a shock. And I think it would be a mistake of Simon Harris to just only have just replaced Leo Varadkar and nobody else.
Is he likely to bring in a new justice minister, Fionn Fáil, given the concerns that have been raised? You heard Michael Ring raising law and order as a concern, and he's not the only one in the party to raise it as a concern. And then obviously, you know, the concerns raised about the hate speech legislation, the safety on the streets and so on has been a concern for some time. Is that an obvious change for him to make?
Yeah, it always seems with Helen McEntee that change in a particular area is one step away, and in her case it seems to be one kind of Instagram video away. We're being told for the last 6 weeks that the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party and the councillors have been told there's a leaflet on the way about what the party is doing on immigration, where the government's policy is at, and so on. So like, she, this time last year people were talking about Helen McEntee as a future Fine Gael leader, that if this vacancy arose that she was Leo Varadkar's choice for the job. That's completely dropped off the agenda now. I don't see her being dropped for cabinet, but there is certainly an appetite there that one way or another something's going to have to change in the justice portfolio, that there is a focus on the issues that matter to people, law and order and immigration, and that will come internally within Fine Gael. So whether she stays there or not, there's going to have to be a change to her approach.
But reshuffles happen all the time, so in one way it would be no great surprise if he shook up the interior, the internal Fine Gael in ministries. And Helen McEntee has had a torrid time. I don't think convinced anybody with her reaction to the Dublin riots in November, although was helped then by the misstep by the opposition, particularly Sinn Féin, looking for her head and looking for the Garda Commissioner's head, which was never going to happen. But certainly moving around the ministries might make sense in this particular instance, Justin.
We also, Gary, have the leader of Fianna Fáil and the Green Party leader looking for a commitment now from the Taoiseach in waiting, from Simon Harris, that he will bring the government to its full term into next year. Do you think he will give them that commitment? Is that something that he might see as an advantage to himself now, because it would give him a longer time to spend some time in the Taoiseach's office and go into the election in a sort of post-budget scenario with some concrete policy proposals?
Well, indeed. I mean, and there are always risks to actually being so definitive that the election will be in February, certainly then come the new year. Will people just keep getting a little bit antsy? And look what happened to Enda Kenny. He wanted to go in October, November of 2015, was persuaded to go in 2016 by Joan Burton, and Fine Gael lost 326 seats, and Labour were nearly gutted completely. But I do think there is some sense in saying, yes, this government will run its full term. It was elected. I mean, there's a lot of talk of mandates, and one way mandates are sort of meaningless in Irish politics, because everybody gets elected individually, and then the numbers play out as it is, and the government is formed. But I think, yes, the government law almost certainly, and Simon Harris will want a budget, whether it's a giveaway or whether it actually then does charts like Fine Gael is interested in putting money in people's pocket. Like, for instance, could something like taking a penny off income tax, which wouldn't no one ever talks about now, could that work? What about Fine Gael in the USC? Remember when Michael Noonan said that they would get rid of the USC, and that was quickly dumped. And maybe it's time that Fine Gael actually did what Michael Ring suggested and was good on: personal income tax, small business, whatever. But yeah, I now see it much more likely that the government will go full term than not.
Oh, that should be his answer, though. Leo Varadkar was toying with this notion, ah, sure, I might go next week, or I might go in the autumn. Like, the answer from a Taoiseach should be, when is the next election? After 5 years in office. And if the situation changes in the meantime, then so be it. Events thereby events. Mm.
What about the retirees or the people who have announced that they're not going to be standing again? Many of them are very young TDs. Is he wasting his time trying to get those people back, do you think, Fionnán? Or is it a good move to try and maybe convince some of them to reverse engines?
No, there's a couple of them. If you look at the list of the 11 who are gone now, and Leo Varadkar will be added to that list as well. There's some of them who are, there are no obvious successors to them, not even in a local election scenario. So in Brendan Griffin's case, the two likely successors there aren't running in the local elections, so they're not available. So they're a bit bereft there, and rather than giving up the seat, he's trying to get him back in, because Brendan Griffin's still a young man, his early 40s. In other cases, Charlie Flanagan is retiring. Grand. Thomasine O'Connell is a councillor and a solicitor from Portlaoise. She is a straight swap for Charlie Flanagan, and in a newer, younger, more vibrant version. So why not go down that route? So if you can go across the country and map out the same has been, I mean, Kieran Cannon, big loss to Fine Gael, but already they were looking at it going, listen, we've a couple of guys there running the locals who can swap in. So it just depends, is there a obvious successor or not? Your pal Michael Ring there, if he doesn't run, there isn't any replacement for him whatsoever. That seat is gone.
But name recognition isn't as important as it once was in Irish politics, and we see that with the Sinn Féin successes in the 2020 general election, where a whole raft of candidates were elected who got, you know, hundreds of votes, if not even that, in the local elections, and weren't elected in the locals, and then romped home at the top of the poll in the general election. The name recognition there was the Sinn Féin brand, and that's what Simon Harris needs to concentrate on, getting the Fine Gael, people thinking about Fine Gael as distinct from worrying about the intricate personalities of who is running. Certainly Brendan Griffith coming back would be a big boost, but I'm not convinced that anybody else coming back, and Fionnán has eloquently expressed why Fine Gael and Kerry need someone like Brendan Griffith, because that'll be a dogfight of a constituency at the next election.
And I suppose just finally then, Gary and Fionnán, do you think there will be a surge in the polls, a Simon surge or a Harris hop or whatever you want to call it, for the new leader? Will he have a honeymoon period, or is this different government because we're so close to an election?
Yeah, I doubt it. I think his big issue is to stem what are looked like inevitable losses in the local and European elections. Certainly in the European elections, they're all, I think, but guaranteed to lose two of the five seats they hold. Leo himself in 2017 got a bit of a bounce, and then that was exacerbated by the initial reaction to Brexit, and then that dissipated. But no, I'm not convinced there'll be any huge bounce, but there'll be a lot of work ahead for him.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of spotlight on Simon Harris over the next couple of weeks. That's puts your name out there. Can he carry that through to the locals and Europeans? That's a different matter entirely, because ultimately, you know, it's the same brand that we're being sold here. It's Fine Gael, who have been in office now for a decade and a half, and it's hard to put a new shine on that.
All right, Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with Independent.ie, Professor Gary Murphy of DCU, thank you both for your analysis today. And Simon Harris's speech will be carried live on the RTE News channel later this afternoon.